At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The latest Minnesota Vikings report this week by Albert Breer. What a fun name that is to say. Albert Breer just sounds like an NFL analyst. Albert Breer reports that Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings are not going to come to terms on a fully guaranteed contract extension. It is reported by Albert Breer that the Minnesota Vikings are not going to fully guarantee Kirk Cousins' contract if he does indeed re-sign with the Minnesota Vikings this offseason, like the previous regime did twice. They signed him from the Washington Commanders, the Washington Redskins at the time, to like a three-year, $84 million deal. And then they re-signed him again to another fully guaranteed contract, another three-year deal. And here we are with Kirk Cousins' decision looming in the background, just a few weeks away from discovering what his decision will be. I cannot applaud the general manager and the head coach, the front office from the Minnesota Vikings enough for making the decisions that they're making, for taking the approach that they're taking in these contract situations, because Kirk Cousins is going to be 36 years old. Kirk Cousins only has two or three good years left in the NFL. Kirk Cousins is a borderline top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Is he a very good quarterback? Absolutely. Is he top 5? No way. Is he top 10? Maybe. Is he top 15? For sure. But he's not a can't-miss quarterback prospect when you factor in every single thing that has happened to Kirk Cousins within the last year and his age with his Achilles. I mean, of course, yes, it's true. Kirk Cousins was playing his best football of his career last season with the Minnesota Vikings. But who knows? How can you predict? How can you come out and say that he is going to put up the same exact numbers if the Vikings re-sign him to a fully guaranteed contract? And here's the problem with signing Cousins to a guaranteed contract. And this is why I applaud the Vikings front office for making these decisions. If you do sign Cousins to a fully guaranteed two-year deal, you lose so much cap flexibility. Instead, if you sign him to a one-year, $35 million deal with $25 million in guarantees, well, you still have a lot of cap room flexibility. If you sign him to a two-year deal, $80 million, $40 million guaranteed, well, there's lots of flexibility there with that contract situation. You can maneuver it. You can sign other players. You can give guaranteed money to players like Justin Jefferson. And it also allows you to move forward and bring in a rookie quarterback and start him. Because if you sign Kirk Cousins to a two-year, $80 million guaranteed contract, and you sign or draft a rookie quarterback in this year's draft class, what are you going to do? Bench a guy making $40 million guaranteed, which Kirk Cousins is making? How can you do that? How can you put a $40 million guaranteed man on the bench? That is a waste. So much money is going towards one player, and you are wasting all of that money. Versus if you sign him to a somewhat guaranteed contract with a few guarantees, it allows you to move on to the next guy. And I think it's a great move. I think it's a fantastic decision. And I think the approach by the Vikings front office is the right one, because they're seeking cap room flexibility. When Kwesi took over and Kevin O'Connell, when they took over, the Vikings were in cap hell. That's how people described it, because you had Kendricks on this big deal, Harrison Smith on this big deal, Anthony Barr on this massive deal. You had Kirk Cousins making guaranteed contract money. You had all of these old defending players that were out of their prime with all of this money guaranteed. And they were able to maneuver, you know, do this cap space maneuverability with signing players to signing bonuses instead of that money up front or whatever, how they, you know how they do that. So I think they're still trying to get to have the best cap room available while also signing their best players back, while also looking to the future. This is what a competitive rebuild looks like, and that's what they've been pitching us since day one. This is a competitive rebuild. I feel like previous regimes would have guaranteed Kirk Cousins' contract because they think that with the NFC looking the way it's going to look, the Vikings might have a chance. So, those are my thoughts on Kirk Cousins and the guaranteed contract situation for the Minnesota Vikings. Thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.